Masanio and Antonio were very thankful, and they asked Portia, who was disguised as the young judge,
"Please accept the 3,000 ducats confiscated from Shylock."
But the young judge would not accept the money. Nevertheless, Bassanio wanted to show that they were very grateful to the judge for his help.
"Dear sir," said Bassanio, "we realize that you will never accept any money from us, but we wish to give you something to show our thanks. We would like you to accept something so that you may remember us."
Then Portia thought that she would play a trick on her husband. Portia looked at the beautiful ring on Bassanio's finger and said to him,
"If that is so, give me your ring."
The ring was the one which Portia had given him when they married in Belmont. He was embarrassed because he had promised never to give it away.
"This ring has no value," he said. "It is too small to give as a present. I will give you another beautiful ring which I have at home in Belmont."
But Portia asked for it again and said,
"I want nothing else except that ring."
Then Bassanio explained that his wife had given it to him on the day they got married, and that he was told never to lose it.
"If you tell her how much I served you, she will not get angry," replied Portia,
and turned to walk away. Immediately, Antonio told Bassanio that he should give his ring to the young judge. So Bassanio thought he had to show his thanks to the judge. He changed his mind and gave it to his servant Gratanio. When Gratanio brought the ring to Portia, he met his wife Nerissa. Of course, Nerissa was still dressed as a man. Gratanio didn't know the man was really his wife, Nerissa. This time, Nerissa asked him to give her his ring, which she had given to him in Belmont. Gratanio had also been told by his wife never to lose it. In the end, he gave it to the clerk. Portia and Nerissa left Venice for Belmont at once. They had to get there before their husbands came back. As soon as they reached home, they changed into their ordinary clothes and they waited for their husbands to return. Not long after, the two husbands returned with Antonio. Bassanio introduced Antonio to Portia and told her about the trial in full. While Bassanio, Portia, and Antonio were talking, a dispute began between Nerissa and Gratanio.
"Why are you quarreling with each other?"
asked Portia. They were quarreling about the ring, which Nerissa had given him.